Hmm? Is someone there? Oh, goodness me. Are you hurt? Your leg, it's trapped underneath this fallen tree. Are you all right? Do you need medical attention? Just stuck? Well, I think that can be fixed easily enough. There. You should be free now. Are you sure you're all right? What were you doing all the way out here in the forest by yourself, anyway? Foraging? For edible plants and such? Then you must be from the nearby village, is that correct? It would be too dangerous to make you walk all the way back home after what just happened to you. Here, get up on my horse. I'll let you ride with me until we arrive at your village. No, I'll not let you refuse out of some sense of pride. Come, let me help you up. There. Welcome aboard, my noble steed. There's no need to be so distant. You aren't used to riding horses, are you? Go ahead and wrap your arms around my waist to steady yourself. I don't mind. Isn't this relaxing? I love going on rides through the forest like this. It gives me such a feeling of peace and tranquility, seeing the natural world from high atop one of nature's most noble beasts. Plus, I sometimes get the chance to encounter those in need, like you. Yes, I consider our encounter a blessing. As a knight, I have a God-given duty to aid those under my protection and to act with grace, charity, and chivalry at all times. To be able to help someone like you in whatever small way I can, even in a time of peace, it is my only drive in life. Actually, it is I who I feel should be apologizing to you. Earlier, I spoke of a wonderful view you get from high atop my steed, but with you pressed so closely against me and the height difference between us, all you can see right now is my back. Is something the matter? You've grown so reticent. Are you, perhaps, confused? My armor is backless. I suppose that is somewhat unusual. It was designed with the idea that if an enemy were in a position to land a clean shot directly on my back, no amount of armor would be able to save me. Thus, it is better to reduce the weight, so as to increase my mobility, rather than... Oh, that wasn't what was bothering you? Then what is? Honestly, if there is anything at all that troubles you, I wish to help. I am a guardian to all of those who live within this area. If there is anything, anything at all, that I can do for you, please tell me. I'll do anything for you. You've grown so tense. What's wrong? Why have you grown so uncomfortable just from being so close to... Oh. No, it's nothing at all. It's just... Well, if you really don't want to tell me what's wrong, I suppose there is nothing I can do. Is your leg feeling okay? We can stop and take a break if you wish. Honestly, you are so difficult. I told you, it's no trouble for me to take care of you. That settles it. We're stopping and setting up camp here, no matter what you say. No, don't get up. Allow me. You just sit here and relax. I'll come get you and deliver you to your tent once it is prepared. Don't worry. You'll be able to relax plenty once you have a place to rest your head. Hello? I've prepared game if you're hungry. Are you all right? You seem to be curled up in a ball on the floor, and your hands are covering one specific spot. Are you hurt, perhaps? Please, allow me to inspect between your legs. I won't take no for an answer. I need to take care of you. If you aren't injured, then let me see for myself. Remove your hands. I see. I suspected it was something like this. You've grown aroused, and as soon as I gave you a moment's privacy, you were so consumed by the need for release that you pulled out your manhood and began to attend to yourself. I wonder. I know that men are creatures with needs, but surely this is unusual for one to find himself so starved. Why do you burn so hot? Could it be from me? I did notice it, you know. The way you looked up at me when I found you, like I was an angel descended from on high. How hesitant you were to take my hand when I offered it. The way you first tensed up when I asked you to hold me. What was it about that moment that aroused you, I wonder? Was it the way I asked you to press yourself flush with your manhood against my considerable rear? Or was it something else? Did you truly grow hard and desperate from having your face to my back muscles? I am aware that it's unusual to see a woman as tall and as strong as me, but do you really find that arousing? To be close to a woman as strong and proud as a knight? Don't be ashamed, you darling man. I find it rather flattering. So, tell me, would you like my assistance with your release? I'm not joking. I told you, didn't I? I consider it my duty to attend to all the needs of those under my protection and aid them in whatever small way I can. I care for all those who live within our borders as I would my own children. You all occupy such a large place in my heart. As a woman, I can't help myself. Is it so strange caring for people, falling in love with them? Please, won't you allow me to do this for you? I have faith you will enjoy it more than just attending to yourself with your hand. Thank you for this. Tell me, sir, are you perchance a virgin? There is no shame. I merely wish to know. The way you grow so shy made me wonder if you are. I would like to teach you the ways of a woman's body. So you are. Then may I make a request? Kiss me. I'll not have you becoming the sort of man who cannot even kiss a woman he makes love to. Don't worry, my love. I'll be gentle. Now, allow me to begin by servicing your manhood. You are so sensitive. It trembles in my grip. Does it feel good? My gauntlets may look intimidating, but their insides are lined with silk. I would never do anything to hurt you. Just relax and enjoy yourself. You look so conflicted. Are you attempting to watch me? To take in every detail of my appearance? My soft lips closing around you and drawing across your shaft. My eyes filled with love as they look up at you. My hair spilling down my shoulders and flowing with the bob of my head. And I believe you are also looking past my head to ogle my behind. But also, your virgin length feels so stimulated. It is hard for you to keep your eyes open, They just want to screw shut as your head lolls back in pleasure. You needn't force yourself so. Just lie back and enjoy. There will be a time for your involvement later. For now, there's nothing to do but enjoy yourself. Although, perhaps it would be better if you do look at me, to burn this image into your mind. Then, in the future, long after the memory of the physical pleasures we'll share this day fade, the image will stay with you. You'll be able to remember my appearance, the love for you that overflows from my visage, and know that somewhere in this world there is a woman of noble birth and grand demeanor who cares so deeply for you. Well, I suppose the choice is yours. I only care if you feel good now. Other concerns can wait. I believe your manhood is well prepared now. Would you care to do the same for me? Allow me to remove my armor and my underclothes. Your eyes burn into my very essence. Do you truly find this body attractive? Muscles and all? Then show me by attending to me with your mouth. Don't get up. We still need to pay attention to your leg. I'll come over to you. Your eyes appear to have settled on my legs. They are so strong. They are a major contributor to the way I tower over you. Do you find them attractive? Then, would you like to kiss them? Allow me to straddle your face then, so that I may lower myself down and grant you access. Well, there's no need to be shy. You may place your lips upon me as much as you desire. Such gentle butterfly kisses on my thighs. You possess an intuitive understanding of how to build anticipation. Do you enjoy lavishing attention on a maiden's muscular legs? Oh, yes, your mouth. It feels so good. Please, darling, more. You can be more aggressive. Be direct. Taste my womanhood. I've already produced so much sweet nectar for you. It's streaming down my legs and dripping from my slit onto your lapping tongue. Do you see that small nub protruding above my entrance? That is the most sensitive spot on a woman's body. If you direct your ministrations there, I shall... Oh, yes. Just like that. You are so talented, my love. Oh, once word of your skills get out, maids and maidens will line up for miles to beg for your hand, I'm certain. Oh, my loins ache for you, darling. I don't think I can wait any longer. Oh, you wish to claim me as well, don't you? To feel my body wrap around yours as you penetrate me with your long spear? Oh, you were so taken by the sight of me from behind earlier. Would you like to enter me from behind? I would love to watch your handsome face loosen in pleasure as you banish your purity, but I'll sacrifice that chance if it's for the sake of your happiness. You know, I wish only to service you. Sit up, then. I'll sit on your lap. Good Lord above. That is a magnificent specimen of manhood, isn't it? I'm almost afraid of what it will do to me. But I'll be brave for you. I've taken greater pains than this for the sake of my people. Now, prepare yourself, for I shall take on the privilege of deflowering you.
Oh, good. Goodness me. Such a solid mass of manhood. Filling my insides. How does it feel to have a proud knight's body surround you and accept you? I can already feel myself beginning to convulse around you. Oh, it's all right. I can take whatever you have to give. And give whatever it is you need. My body has been trained to stay strong in the face of any opposition. And it's caused me to develop considerable rear cushioning. I keep telling you, don't push yourself. I am a knight of this land. My role and my duty is to take care of those who live within my realm. I will not allow you, with a potential injured leg, to strain yourself while I am still fully capable of doing the work for you. For this moment, forget about your own work and your duties and all the pressures of life, and allow me to take care of you. Oh, there. Feel that? Just allow my tight, soaked channel to massage all of your concerns away. Empty your mind of all worry and just accept my tender care. Embrace my love. Or, if you merely wish to focus on my body and enjoy the feeling of my soft, round bottom descending to meet your hips as I milk your cock, you can do that too. That's it. Just enjoy yourself, you sweet, darling boy. Enjoy being ridden by this female knight. Make her noble, strong, proud body devote itself to naught but your pleasure. Wrapping your arms around my waist again. I suppose it's only appropriate. We are taking each other for quite the bumpy ride. Cling to me as closely as you like. And, are you kissing my back? You seem to be focusing on the areas where my muscles are the most prominent. Ugh, you truly love worshipping strong women with your mouth, don't you? Oh, you precious creature. Please, keep doing that. I've never felt this before. Being kissed in such a neglected part of my body. Oh, it feels so good. I'm tingling all over. Oh, my love. My love. I can feel you throbbing and trembling inside of me. Your manhood is desperate as a starved beast. Tell me, darling, is your release approaching? Do you feel it close? Are you going to come? Oh, yeah. Oh, do it inside of me. You have my permission. No, you have my plea. I want, more than anything else, for you to allow your release to flood into me as you cling to me. To feel your warmth pooling in my stomach as your body tenses against mine. To melt completely into you as the pleasure of your first orgasm brought on by another washes over you. Oh, yeah. I can feel you, darling. Your body is growing more and more tense. Your arms are squeezing me tighter and your kisses grow more frantic. Please, my love, just let go. Let go and allow yourself to climax within me. Ah, fill me. Oh, please. Come inside me. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Come in me. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh. Oh, such warmth. Oh, I feel so close to you. Oh, God. Was it good, my darling? Ah, oh, the first time in your life you've ever felt your seed rush into a woman. You must be so tired. You're leaning against my back. While I'd love to support you for as long as you need, there is something else I'd like even more. Please, lie back so I may lay atop you. Isn't this nicer? I'm draped across your body, sharing my warmth with you. And from this position, I can easily... This is so relaxing, isn't it? I almost want to fall asleep just like this. But we still have to return you to your home. And also, I don't know if you could handle my weight laid atop you all night. I feel so close to you. Do you feel the same? It would be presumptuous of me to believe that our single chance encounter means anything, but I would at least like to see you again someday. May I come to visit you again? Anytime I like. Oh, my love, you may be making promises you can't afford to keep. I fear I'll wring you dry.